but we are so happy to be joined by the new commissioner of the Big Three League, Amy Trask. Amy, congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, but I got to start out with a gentle correction. Roger Mason, the tremendous Roger Mason, is our commissioner. I am working in an executive capacity at the CEO. So I'm the nerd behind the scenes that handles all the business issues, and Roger is going to lead this great game.
All right. Well, let's put that on hold, Amy, just for 1 second, because I want to get back to that. I thought that was the proper way to introduce you. That's why we're having you on today. But do you have anything you want to say about Dan Rooney, who just we learned passed away earlier today?
I do. Thank you for asking. That's really, really terrific of you to do. You know, I started my career with the Raiders in the mid-'80s. And when Al hired me and I walked with him into that owner's meeting, that two-per-club owner's meeting, there weren't other women in that room. And remember, you know, you kids today, the mid-'80s, that was a long, long time ago. And yet one of the first men to embrace me, and of course I mean that figuratively, not literally, was Dan Rooney. And from the outset of my career, whether we agreed with one another or disagreed with one another, whether we were on the same or opposite sides of an issue, he interacted with me without regard to gender. And the reason I note how long ago that was is that's quite a statement about him. So tremendous, tremendous loss for the Steelers and for the NFL.
Well, I wanted to make sure we could get that in there because I knew you had a relationship. You spoke glowingly about him in the past. And now I would like to know how this executive CEO role with the Big Three came about, because I have a vision of how it came about, but I'm not sure it's accurate. So can you tell us how it came together?
Kind of crazy how the world works at times. Here I was enjoying life, loving life, thinking, boy, I really like this life. And I was approached by the founders of the league, Jeff Kwatnitz and his longtime business partner, Ice Cube. And they asked me to join them as their partner and as their co-worker, their colleague as well. And, of course, Roger Mason, the CEO. And I just decided to jump on in, and here I am now. And one name that should resonate in the market in which we are now speaking is one of our player captains is Mike Bibby. Mm-hmm. And the quality of the players that are part of this league, Allen Iverson, Chauncey Billups, Mike Bibby, Corey Maggette, and on and on. This game will be as strong as the players and the games are, notwithstanding that I'll be the business nerd behind the scenes.
So what's your task? What's your goal? What's going to make this work? The name power is there. I mean, just the way it's been launched, the way we know some of the names that are now out there. What's going to make this successful for you guys?
The game. And look, I worked for a man for almost 30 years who told me regularly, and he was right, the players are the game. And this league will succeed because of the quality of the players and the quality of the play. But it's going to be a bit more than that for the in-arena experience. For the fans that are there and then the fans who ultimately watch it on TV, they will be treated not only to exciting three-on-three basketball, but a full entertainment experience and one in which the players engage with the fans. You know, there are some players who are loath to have a one-on-one experience with the fans. Well, every single player to a man, the ones I just named as well as more, are looking forward to having a very interactive experience with the fans. And by the way, speaking of how I got involved with this, it's just stunning to me that my overture of many, many months ago to play point guard was not embraced by anyone. apparently, my business background is of more import than my ability to, you know, I just love how Bibby went down the field dribbling with that little arm of his up in the air. I thought I could be a little Bibby-like point guard.
I love that.
Yeah.
But here's what we envisioned and we're so hoping was going to be the story. You get a call from Ice Cube and immediately freak out, and you don't even hear the question he asked you. You just immediately say yes. That's kind of how we thought this came about.
Men, how long have we known one another, and how well do you know me? And speaking of which, I'm starting to take it a little personally that Ken's always on vacation when I'm on with you.
Right.
But as big an NWA fan as I have been for decades, and as much as I think Ice Cube is and NWA is just among the best musical artists ever, you know I'm not jumping into anything without asking some questions.
Yeah, but it's Ice Cube.
It's your guy.
But you know, you got to have business acumen about these things.
You're the same girl that freaked out when you were tweeting MC Ren. And I love MC Ren, too, but he's like the lowest on the NWA totem pole, and
you were so excited. And of course I was excited, and I still am excited, and I think the world of Ice Cube, not only as a musician, and yes, you know, I do still blare Straight Outta Compton in my little car all the time and in my house. But of course there were business issues to decide, and the opportunity to team up with men like Ice Cube and Jeff Quatnitz and Roger Mason, that's the reason I did this.
So when does this all officially get started? This summer?
Well, the first game is scheduled for June 25th. So yes, that's after the summer solstice, and that's in Barclays Center. And we will be soon announcing a schedule for the remaining weeks. It will be a 10-week season. And here we go. That's soon. The season will fit between the end of the NBA and the start of the NFL, and it'll give you guys something excited to chat about all summer long.
Yeah.
And we got an in with the executive now.
That's true.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Although, you know, Ken's hurting my feelings.
Well, don't worry about Ken.
He hurts our feelings.
He hurts ours too. We wonder why he never comes here. We don't have to like change the dynamic of our, because we used to read quotes about you, and I told this story earlier that I was actually nervous before our very first interview, because when you read about Amy Trask, that, you know, I think I shared this quote with you one time, and I can't remember who it was from, but it was something along the lines of Al Davis's right hand man is a woman, and she's 10 times more ruthless than Al Davis's. So I was nervous during our first interview, but you're like the most lovable person in the world. Are you putting that like business lawyer hat back on? And
hell no.
So do our interviews got to be more serious now?
Absolutely, positively not.
Okay, good.
Number one, you should still be a little afraid, or maybe a lot afraid. Number two, you can still refer to me as ruthless, although maybe ruthless. And no, the tenor of our relationship and our discussions should not change, not one itty bitty bitty bit.
Yeah, because Ruthless and Be Afraid and I Love Lucy and Sprinkles, they don't all add up.
Sure they do. Don't we all have multifacets to our personalities? And by the way, nobody does an I Love Lucy gif like my friend Damien.
Huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
I found
a way to her heart.
Oh, I sure did. And she loves it every time I send her one.
I do. It's how you got me on today. That Lucy thing just got me over the hump of finding time to do this.
I know when I'm texting on short notice, I got to include a Lucy.
Yeah, it's smart. Good play.
How long, you obviously talked about Mike Bibby. I know we got to let you go. You have a much busier schedule,
yes,
than you used to have. You used to do interviews with us on the beach, and now you got all sorts of things going on.
What the heck have I done with my life?
Do you follow the NBA? Are you a big basketball fan now? Have you watched basketball with your time off?
I do like basketball. I've long enjoyed basketball. I mean, look, it's no secret to anyone with whom I've ever conversed or who knows anything about me that as far as sports goes, football is my first love. But that doesn't mean we can't all love other things as well. Look, you know, I like many flavors of ice cream. I like many sports. But, you know, football is my first love. And by the way, I said that to Roger Mason, and I've said that to some of the people involved with the Big Three, which is you're going to need to educate me on some of the nuances of this 3-on-3 game so that when I go out there as a point guard, so when I join you on a business show, you know, I'm up to speed.
Well, we're gonna let you go. We're gonna send you a special picture that we just took here. As you said, you still blare Straight out of Compton while you're rolling in your car or around the house. We're gonna send you something that we just took for you here in the studio. But thank you so much for carving out a few minutes to explain your new role as the executive CEO of the Big Three League with us.
Well, I always enjoy joining you guys, whether it's to discuss football, basketball, Sprinkles, I Love Lucy, Straight out of Compton, or otherwise.
And I can say we don't cover that array of topics with any other person on the radio show.
Well, nor should you. That's just our little private, you know, that's personal between us men. You know, us and everybody that's listening.
Of course, that's of right. course. Amy, thank you so much. We can't wait
Thanks
for the new
for
league to start.
Me.
All right, that's Amy Trask, the executive CEO of the Big Three League.